AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. At his hush money trial in New York, former President Donald Trump has had plenty to say about Judge Juan Merchan.
It's the most recusable judge I've met. It's called recusal abuse. And he should recuse himself today. And maybe he will. Maybe he will. Maybe he'll do the right thing.
Inside court, Merchan ruled Trump violated a gag order 9 times and fined him $9,000. Another hearing is set for Thursday. Trump is prevented from making public statements about witnesses, jurors, and some others connected to the case. And if he does it again, the judge warned Donald Trump could be jailed. Tensions are rising over pro-Palestinian demonstrations. The AP's Julie Walker is in New York.
Dozens of protesters took over Columbia University's Hamilton Hall early today, barricading the entrances, unfurling a Palestinian flag, the latest escalation of demonstrations against the Israel-Hamas war, spreading to college campuses nationwide. Yesterday, Columbia gave students a deadline to dismantle the encampment. Spokesperson Ben Chang.
We've begun suspending students as part of this next phase of our efforts to ensure safety on our campus.
Student protesters say they plan to remain in the building until their demands of Columbia divestment from Israel are met. Student organizer Seda Polat spoke after yesterday's deadline came and went.
We demand divestment. We will not be moved unless by force.
Julie Walker, New York.
Just before Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrives in Israel, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is pledging to launch an incursion into the southern Gaza city of Rafah. Meantime, a top UN court has rejected Nicaragua's legal effort to force Germany to stop military and other aid to Israel. A new report from the FBI says scammers stole more than $3.4 billion from older Americans last year. Investigators are warning of a rise in brazen schemes. This is AP News. The Alicia Keys jukebox musical Hell's Kitchen and the play Stereophonic, about a 70s rock band, lead the nominations for Tony Awards with 13 each. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
Hell's Kitchen will compete for Best Musical against Illinois' Suffs, Water for Elephants, and The Outsiders. The Best Play nominees are Stereophonic, Mother Play, Mary Jane, Prayer for the French Republic, and Jaja's African Hair Braiding.
And soon we're humming along.
Daniel Radcliffe gets his first Tony nomination for his role in Merrily We Roll Along. Other familiar faces with nominations include Rachel McAdams, Jessica Lange, Amy Ryan, Jim Parsons, Eddie Redmayne, and Hillary Rodham Clinton, who gets a producer nomination for Suffs. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
McDonald's plans to step up deals and value messaging on its menu to combat slowing sales. Fast food traffic at McDonald's was flat or down. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.